Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
That's right. Thanks to Waipapa Taumatoro, the University of Auckland, it's time for Ready, Steady, Learn. We're joined on the line today by Rowan Zaid. Morena, Rowan, how are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So good.
I'm excited and intrigued to talk a little bit about your research, which sort of centres around chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. Could you tell us a little bit more about what this is?
Yeah, absolutely. So COPD is actually the fourth leading cause of death worldwide.
Wow.
It was the third, just before COVID. But then it's been demoted to number four, so it's a quite serious disease.
Yes. And so what's the current setup for detecting it and diagnosing it?
So at the moment, unfortunately, as you can imagine, a person would only go to the doctors and find out that they've got COPD once their day-to-day activities have become way too exhausting. So something like going up the stairs or playing with their grandchildren essentially becomes really difficult. So unfortunately, they would go to the doctors and they would do a test called a spirometry, which essentially is a breathing test. And it measures, they blow as hard as they can into this machine.
Yeah.
And it will measure how much air their lung is able to expel.
Right.
It essentially diagnoses them with COPD.
So what are the symptoms, like breathlessness, tiredness?
Yeah, absolutely, just that, and sometimes like a wheezy cough and just overall tired all the time.
Yeah. And I've read here that there's no cure. That's scary. What's your advice for people with COPD, like surrounding that there's no cure? That's great.
And that's because once you have COPD and you are diagnosed with COPD, it means the damage has already been done to the lungs.
Right.
So it's not really reversible. And all your practitioner would be able to do is prescribe some medication to help slow down the disease progression.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing you could do is prevent it from happening in the first place.
Right. So what causes it and how can we stop, prevent it? There you go.
So for about 70 to 80% of people that develop COPD, it's because of smoking. But there are other risk factors as well, such as, vaping, exposure to environmental pollutants.
Mm-hmm.
And to a lower extent, your genetics also can play a part in whether you end up developing COPD or not.
Mm. Okay. So your research has been centered a little bit around machine learning and how that can play a part in predicting whether someone might be at risk of this. Can you tell us a little bit more about that process and what your research has entailed?
Yeah. So I work with a huge data set of about 10,000 people. And of those, about 5,000 of them have COPD and the other 5,000 don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I have all sorts of information about these people. So things like their lung scans, how much they smoke, their age, and also their genetics. And one thing that's machine learning is really good at is picking up patterns.
Mm-hmm.
So for these 10,000 people, what I'm able to do is build a model, and I would give it all this information, and it can pick up patterns on who are the people that are most likely to have COPD versus those that don't.
Wow.
Fascinating. That's really interesting. So you kind of almost can have like a crystal ball as to whether someone's going to encounter this in their, kind of health.
Absolutely. And at the moment, the model I've developed has a predictive ability of about 86%.
That's a good one.
it's pretty good. That's where we are at the moment. And what I'm hoping to do is to see how well I'm able to apply this model to predict in the future, because mm-hmm. that will really be true predictive ability.
Mm. Mm. It's really interesting. I feel like often with health research, we're focused around finding cures for things, but we don't quite think about how important it is in the meantime to develop technology that can be preventative, right?
Yeah, and this will be transformative for people. It will. We know it's going to improve outcomes for people with COPD or people that are at risk of COPD. It might prevent them from getting the disease altogether, or help ensure that they don't get such a bad form of the disease in the future.
Mm-hmm. So talk to us a little bit more about the next steps for this to sort of keep improving the model's predictability.
Absolutely. So one thing I did tell you about the information I have about the 10,000 people mm-hmm. is that it's actually what we call longitudinal data. So I have long-term information about these people.
Uh-huh.
And what that means is I have information about them at year zero, but also at year five years later, and also year 10. So right now, I'm able to predict who has COPD at the first visit, year zero. I'm trying to work on and test whether I'm able to predict who of these people ends up with COPD in year five and also in year 10. And I think that would be absolutely transformative.
Totally. I think if you can detect it early and prevent it, I mean, that's such a win for, you know, healthcare all around the world. I mean, it's a third leading cause of death. That's I did not know that, and that is quite scary.
Yeah, and it's the same in New Zealand, and I think it's actually the fourth for women, and I think the fifth for men and for everyone in general altogether. It's the fifth in New Zealand.
Wow. Yeah, and I guess as well, you know, we're constantly being reminded of how strained our healthcare system is, that if we can find more ways to prevent diseases like this, then that'll help a lot.
Yeah, and I think it will also give a lot of power for the individuals, because if you start to think of this disease as a trajectory as opposed to like just a singular disease, mm-hmm. and with this technology that we're trying to develop, we should be able to essentially place a person within this trajectory, so they're able to find out where they are in the disease trajectory and what they can do to help prevent them from progressing.
Fascinating.
Very interesting. Hey, thank you so much for joining us today, Ron.
Thank you so much for having me.
Very interesting, and good luck on your future research.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.